Major art theft in Boston overnight. Two thieves posing as police officers overpowered museum guards.
Very dramatically said, gentlemen, this is a robbery.
A part of our heritage has been stolen.
This horrible thing occurred in 1990. Everything changed because of that.
Someone on the inside helped the thieves.
From the guys who brought you Missing Maura Murray and Crawl Space.
Empty Frames will be available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite podcasts on February 6th.
Welcome to the Gray and Green Show. Two girls who will say what you're all thinking anyway.
We are very lucky to have an awesome sponsor, Urban Obsession, in downtown Grand Rapids on Fountain Street.
They are a full-service salon offering hair, nails, and Nova Lash eyelash extensions. Right now, Urban Obsession's offering 25% off all hair color services. Go ahead, go for that new look for fall and the holidays with Urban Obsession's Simply Smooth Pure Color. It's keratin infused. Call and make an appointment and tell them Jackie and Rachel sent you.
It's episode 50 of The Gray and Green Show, and as a special thing for this episode, we are actually Facebook Living this from our studio.
The only thing that's hard about this is I can't see the other end of the camera.
Yeah.
So if we disconnect, I have no way of knowing.
That's true. So we'll have to see how this rolls out, but I think it'll be okay. Hopefully. But
is my audio picking up on this mic? Do I need to? Hello.
Yeah, it's directional. Get your grill right up on there.
Look, my grill's up in there and yeah. Below my sound is.
I think you're okay. Jackie, we're going to process this.
Oh, yeah. So we do some minor editing.
Yes, we do. This. We do put some processing on this, but it is episode 50 of the Gray and Green Show. And you know, like we were saying, I can't believe I've done this for a year,
Yeah. Which
means your ass has been in this building for a year.
Since August.
That is crazy to me. Jackie and I used to live next door to each other in the apartments, and
yeah,
we never really hung out.
No, not really.
And now we've been doing this for a year. Jackie came in and said, I really want to do a podcast. Well, all right, let's do it.
Let's try it, see what happens.
And when we started out, it was kind of like, what the hell?
Yeah, I know. Well, we didn't really know what we were doing. And we're just
So
we're going to podcast. We'll just sit down and start talking.
And it's exactly what
and
we
it
did.
Worked.
It worked. I'm actually really shocked by how many people listened to this each week. I know that sounds weird.
No, we're up to almost 2,000 a week.
I'm psyched about it.
I'm sweating. Thinking about it makes me sweat. I'm so excited. We're building. We're growing. If you have any friends that love podcasts,
yeah,
come our way.
Did you see my tweet I made from our page?
No.
It was National Podcast Day, like last week or something. And I said, if you have any friends, you know, like two chicks talking about crapping themselves, it's probably.
We're perfect.
Yeah.
That's literally my life.
It's your life?
Last night we were laying in bed and I said, my stomach doesn't feel good.
Oh, boy. Boy.
Doesn't feel good how? I go, like, it just doesn't feel good. He goes, doesn't feel good like you're going to crap our bed again? Or doesn't feel good like you just don't feel good? And I was like, I don't know. It's a cross between the two.
And what happened?
I didn't crap the bed.
Oh, well, that's a plus.
I woke up feeling a little better.
Dude, that's gross. Okay, well, since we're starting out on this note, Aaron and I celebrated our anniversary.
Yeah, how was that?
It was really, really fun. But we stayed at a bed and breakfast for some of you. And Jim ever stayed at one?
No.
No? Okay, so first off, it's super weird.
You walk in,
you're staying in this, like, old house in Traverse City. And, like, we walk in and, like, I was just a little drunk and I walked in.
You were already drunk?
Yeah. Well, we started out at the wineries.
Makes sense.
So we came there after to check in.
Yeah.
We walk in like, murmur, like trying to like Frankenstein it in there. And I get in the door and I look to the left and like, basically, the early bird special AARP club members are all sitting in a circle. There's like four old people sitting there reading books. And I was like, this is incredibly uncomfortable.
Yeah,
like,
we're in the elderly unit. We meant to get the young hip.
I thought, well, you guys have already had dinner. So I check in and I'm like, this is super weird. And we went upstairs and we get in this room and the lady who runs it, she's like, so here is your shared bathroom. Yes, I had to share a bathroom with another couple.
Wait, what?
Yes. So she felt the need to say to me, just so you know, you're sharing this bathroom with X and X. They're just the sweetest. And I thought to myself, why do you need to tell me how nice the people are that I'm sharing a bathroom
with? You had to like share a shower.
Yeah,
couple?
I just dry shampooed it. I had a dry shampoo bottle. I was not getting in that shower when there were going to be other people using it.
It's weird.
It's weird.
You don't know them.
Right. The old blue hair is staying like, next door.
It's like your first week in the dorms in college.
Yes.
And you're like, wait, I got to share a bathroom with this person I don't know.
Right. I'm going to get
a
warts.
A party bathroom?
A party? Oh, like if you're at a kegger?
No. Yeah, okay. No, in the dorms when it's like they have the party shower style bathroom where it's like a one bathroom on the hall and you have to like all share it.
Okay.
You didn't have that at Central?
No, I had my own bathroom. When I stayed at Central, I was in Beto for you Central Michigan fans. waving. Yeah. To our...
Now I forgot that we're being seen on camera. I'm thumbs up.
I know. Wave.
Behind you, camera.
I know. So when I was at Central, I had like two rooms, a common area, and then a bathroom that was in our dorm.
Okay.
So like if you stayed at the towers at Central, I think you did have to share a community bathroom.
Okay. I had one bathroom and then two bedrooms connected with the bathroom in the middle.
Okay.
But the guy I dated at Grand Valley had like one bathroom with like five showers in it, like little stalls. Like when you go to
what? Seriously?
Yeah, I swear to God.
Oh my God. Well, no, this was one bathroom I shared with two old people. So we go out all day, we do the wineries, all that, and then we went to the bar, and I started drinking, like, those hard ciders are, like, 7%.
Ooh, I love
them. Oh, my God, I do, too. There's this new one called Farmhouse. I got to show. It's made in Hudsonville. It's the bomb. If that was a not-paid-for plug. It's just as good.
You were going to say better.
I love this certain hard cider. It's called Farmhouse, and it's called Crushable, and it's got, like, a cucumber. Like, it's rosemary and cucumber. It's amazing. So I was hitting those really hard, and then I had all that wine, and then I was switching to, like, 7 and 7s. I was straight up whiskey and Sprite.
Wait.
Jackie.
How old are you? 7 and 7.
I love 7 and 7.
It's like old people drink.
Is it? Whiskey and Sprite? It's all it is.
When you say it like whiskey and Sprite, it's not.
Well, it's like whiskey. It's like Seagram 7 and 7 Up.
7 and 7.
I guess I see your point. You gotta have a white wine spritzer. Like,
I'll have a scotch on the rocks.
Manhattan, straight up, no. So that happened, and then I came back to my B&B with my husband, and I was lit. By the way, I had a drunken breakdown in a bar about being away from Quinn.
Oh, no.
I started crying at the bar. I had no business drinking this much because I'd been pregnant.
What time was it?
9.
It's like early.
I had no business getting this drunk because I obviously, being pregnant, I hadn't drank like that. So I just got totally schnockered and I started crying in a bar because Aaron was going through pictures of Quinn on his phone.
Wait, so your anniversary weekend, you're at a bar and you're just staring at your phone looking at pictures of the baby?
We have this shared folder that we have with our family. So like we upload photos all day so Aaron's grandma can see it. She has an iPad and she can see it, all the stuff.
Oh, look at the picture. We got to do a Quinn update.
Grandma Bonnie, we love you. And then basically, we were going through that folder, and then I started crying. There was way too much alcohol involved.
Was Aaron drunk?
Yeah. Not as drunk as I was.
Was he wearing his fat pants?
We'll get into Aaron's fat pants momentarily.
Aaron's got fat pants.
I'll tell you about it in a minute. So we get there. Finally, I'm crying in the bar. Then we go back, and we get back to our shared bathroom. I pass out, and then I woke up at like 12:30 in the morning with the bubble guts from hell.
So I just figured something out.
What?
My mic's not in utility.
It's not.
Hit it. Yeah, now it is. I told you my levels were off. I said, my levels are off. I don't sound good. And she said, it's fine. We do it in processing. I said it wasn't. Now we're 7 minutes in and we're just catching that my mic wasn't on.
I'm really sorry.
Well, we'll have to. We can probably pump up the volume on the other one.
I'll just pump up the volume on you on your front.
I knew it. I'm staring at this.
It started.
She's looking at you,
I know.
I'm looking at the screen like I know my levels aren't high
enough.
You're
right. We're high. Oh, that was the biggest radio fail ever. I'm over it.
I'm like, I don't think this microphone's on.
Okay, but we're only 7 minutes in. We still have like 40 minutes to go.
Truth.
Yeah.
Wait, we're talking about Aaron and his fat pants or Aaron?
Okay, so finally, I get back to the bathroom. I wake up at 12:30 at night. I got the bubble guts. I'm dying. And I...
Bubble guts?
The bubble guts. I puked all that hard cider in that shared bathroom in that B&B.
Oh.
It was awful. Like, awful. And all I could think was, for the love of God, don't let Aunt Edna have to get up and go to the bathroom now.
Like, her name was Edna?
No, I just made that up.
What did
I
she
don't know
did?
What her name was.
She probably could hear you in there.
Probably. It was a hot mess. But that's how my anniversary weekend went. It could have been more favorable.
Was it fun, though?
It was. We had a great time.
It was fun. It was
up until I got drunk and like started crying, which is unlike
me. Was Aaron like, Rachel, God.
Yeah, he was disgusted.
Really?
He's like, dude, you threw up. You cried over Quinn. He's like, you just ran the gamut on this weekend.
Oops.
Yes. Sorry, honey. But he's...
It's my life. I'll do what I want.
Yeah, right. He was very understanding over my tears over the baby. Oh. I was a wreck. But Jackie brought up Aaron's fat pants. So Aaron doesn't necessarily have fat pants, but of late, Aaron, for whatever reason, his metabolism has taken a plunge.
What?
So, you know, Aaron's tall and thin.
He is like my pinky.
He's very
like
tall and thin.
Super tall and lean.
Yeah. So he... He gets dressed last weekend and he puts his jeans on and he says they're too tight.
Ooh.
So we actually had
some tight.
We had to go somewhere.
They were that tight.
He had to run to the mall to get bigger pants because
they were that tight.
Dude, Aaron. Yes.
Could you tell that he gained weight? Were you just not saying anything?
It's been a running joke for a while.
Like Aaron's gaining a little weight.
Like Aaron's just packing on some LBs. Ever since I got pregnant, Aaron just started eating like the garbage disposal.
Like he can't just stop.
Nah.
And he's not like a big working out, is he?
No. No. There was a period of time where he gained weight. And then, you know, guys can like lose weight at the drop of a hat. He gained weight and then he started running like 2 weeks in a row. He ran 3 days.
2 weeks in a row.
2 weeks in a row. In those 2 weeks, he lost like 10 pounds.
My God.
He took the dog. Even she lost weight.
This is Jim. Jim is built like Aaron, like super tall and lean. If Jim stops working out, he loses weight. He's so
That's
skinny.
Irritating. Jim is thin too. Like
when
Aaron.
He works out, he weighs like 160. When he doesn't work out, he goes down to 155, 150.
Seriously?
Yeah, he's just so skinny.
Dang, dude. I gotta flip my hat around. I feel like I look like a jabroni.
Well, now you're not gonna be able to see your face.
I know. I had a backwards hat. Really?
What's a jabroni?
I'm not totally sure. I think it's a wrestling term. Somebody's probably commenting on this Facebook Live. By the way, if you're commenting right now,
we can't see it.
Leave your comments.
We can pull it up right here on that computer and see.
And if you just came into the podcast, we are Facebook Living right now from the Gray and Green Show talking about my husband's fat pants.
Who's like, ooh, I'm going to fast forward to 10 minutes?
I don't know. They could have been really bored of my story of me on my anniversary.
They're like, we can't hear them.
Shut this bitch up.
They're like, the microphone is off. I can't hear them. I'm going to fast forward 10 minutes in and see if they realize the freaking microphone is off.
I'm sorry. It was awful.
And I said, I don't think I have any levels.
You called it. So,
okay, why do we have sexy Stranger Things costume pulled up on
the
line?
Okay, so we have another monitor over here. I've had this up all day because I wanted to talk to you about it. So we have our Halloween coming up. Like for work, we're going to be doing the Monsters Ball, 20 Monroe Live.
Yeah.
They're going to have a great big thing where they've got circus performers. We're going to have like the best DJs in town. And
it'll
there's a
sweet.
Glow VIP room.
They're going to have like people on stilts and stuff.
Yes. So 1053hotfm.com if you want to get all the details about the Monsters Ball. It's only $15 to get in. But I'm not going with Aaron. This would be the first time I haven't had a couple's costume in like a decade.
So you want to be sexy Stranger Things?
I thought about being sexy 11 from Stranger Things. Is it too much? Is it too much? She's dying.
I thought you were going to make fun of it.
No!
I thought you had it pulled up.
You're an ass.
I thought you had it pulled up to tell
no.
me. I can't believe they're sexying up 11.
No.
But I was already, I already had a fight in the back of my head ready to dispute it because I thought it was a cute costume. I do. I think it's not that sexy.
Okay, but like the more I think about it, the reason I don't think I can be 11
for to wear a wig.
Not only because it has a wig with it, and she's got like the jacket. You know when they dress 11 up? If you watch Stranger Things, they dress up 11 like a girl.
It's the same outfit, but it's kind of like shorter in the front, longer in the back. Bit of a high-low dress. It's the same jacket, and then it's got a little lower of a neck. Like it goes like to where my shirt is instead of up here. It's not like cleavage bearing at all.
Right. It's just kind of makes her look like a whore.
It makes her look. It makes her look like slutty.
Yeah, but I saw it and I thought, well, I could
it's
be that.
Cute.
It's kind of cute, but at the same time, I'm dressing up like a teenage girl and trying to make it look slutty, and I think that's
Here's
super
the thing,
not
though,
okay.
I don't think it would be slutty on you because you're big-chested, and it might look awkward if you wore the if you wore the high-neck one, your boobs would look just huge. And that one with a little more boat neck, because that's not low. It's like it's like a boat neck. It's like this.
It is, yes.
I think it would look good.
Okay.
And especially maybe if you got it one size bigger than you need, it would be a little longer. Yeah. You don't have to wear heels with it. Wear sneakers. She's wearing heels. Wear sneakers.
Anything I can get away with wearing sneakers with.
You can wear
awesome.
Your black sneakers you wore for the photos with me, the quilted black sneakers, with just some tube socks like she's got in the picture.
All right,
boom,
good plan. See, solved. I got to get Jackie to help me get a costume. Erin and I have been, we've been Spartan cheerleaders like twice.
That was a good one, though.
That is such a that good one. A good who's one. That? What? Who's that summon my TP?
It's me.
It's me. Who's that Spartan in Monty P? That's what it is.
You said Monty P. And I had no idea what you were trying to say. I was like, I don't know.
I
can't fake it as well when there's a camera on me.
I know.
I can't pretend to know what you're talking about. They can see it all over my face. That I have no clue what you're saying.
What do you remember from Saturday Night Live?
Yeah, no, I do remember.
Right, Chihuahua, small dog, introduce yourself.
You could be the Spartan cheerleader again, just you.
I still have it.
Maybe you could get Ken Evans to be.
I do. I wonder, Ken, if you're watching this, he might be. My morning show partner, Ken, I wonder if he would do.
He might.
He could be Will Ferrell. Is that weird to recycle my husband and I's costume with
Well, it wouldn't fit him because Aaron's like 9 feet tall and Ken is not.
It actually would probably look better at Ken because it always looked like there was a flood coming.
Like it was too short.
When Erin wore those pants.
Well, you could do. I think Sexy 11 would be funny.
You think Sexy 11?
Because it won't look as sexy if we do it in flash shoes, not thigh high stockings.
Can we just back up? She just said, if we do it, she's going to dress me up.
If we do this.
I don't know what else to be. Have you seen the other costumes people are mad about?
Wait, so your options are, I don't know what else to be. There's Sexy 11 or nothing.
Right.
There's nothing else available. Yeah. I wanted her to be the witches from Hocus Pocus, me, her, and Kelsey, and they were like, I don't know.
Well, now I'm on board. I don't have a date.
Well, now, too late now.
Okay. What, were you going to tell Jim to stay home with Greenlee?
No, Jim's going to the party.
Okay. Oh, and you're Vikings.
We're Vikings. I'm like pumped about it.
I can tell.
I made fur cloaks.
Okay, you got to share what you did to make these fur cloaks.
I bought
she's
fur
crafty.
Fabric. And I cut all different shapes out of them. Some go over the shoulders with like twine going across like this. And I did Velcro on each shoulder. So that way it sticks to the shoulder so it doesn't like slide up their neck.
Okay.
And other ones are doing it almost like sarong toga style where it buttons right here. So it goes off like.
So it's just
fur.
You and Jim, right? Or your friends?
No, our friends are Vikings too.
Wait, can I join them? Why? I'm like super pissed right now. I haven't been asked to be a Viking. I had to invite myself.
Be a Viking.
Who else is a Viking?
Me, Jim, our friends Lance and Alex, and our friend Jake.
So I'm not really like the fifth wheel?
No, Jake's already the
seventh wheel.
He's always the fifth wheel. We love you, Jake.
It's a lot of wheels there.
So many wheels.
Okay.
We're like a school bus.
I'm not being a Viking.
Because it's too cool?
No, it's not because it's too cool, because I had to ask myself to be a part of the Viking
crowd.
You
be part of it. And then my plan is to braid my hair in all crazy braids and have it like messed up in tees. And then I have like.
Are you going to look like a wildling from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, kind of like that. That's what I want. That's the look I'm going for.
I like it.
You could be like someone from Game of Thrones.
I could be. I tell you what, Daenerys Stormborn's had some bomb outfits this last season.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
I
my
know.
God. The Ice Queen outfit.
Ooh.
Are you kidding me? It was incredible.
You should be that. How are we going to make that, though?
I don't know. And then I'd have to wear a wig, because I can't be Khaleesi. I don't wear a wig.
Well, then you have to wear a wig if you're a sexy 11.
That's true.
No one will get it.
Should they have also pregnant Kylie Jenner?
You could pull that off. You could pull that
off. Why? Because I have the milk-filled boobs?
No, because you have dark hair like her.
Yes, okay.
All you have to do is outline your lips really big.
Right. That's true. I could be Kylie. Nothing like being a 31-year-old woman dressing up like a 19-year-old knocked-up kid.
Will anyone get it?
I don't know. I'll think of something eventually. I always wanted to be Audrey Hepburn.
Easy. I was Audrey Hepburn a few years ago.
How did I know?
Easy. Black gloves. I have the little crown. It's just on a comb.
You?
Yep, you can just have it. It was cheap.
I have a dress I can wear too.
Yeah, all you need is a black dress, gloves, fake pearls, which I have, and sunglasses. Boom.
I'm being Audrey Hepburn.
All we have to do is put your hair up in like a bun, like a cute bun.
Yeah.
And then put that little crown in. That's easy. It's a great costume.
Okay. We have to do like stage announcements for this too.
We do?
I imagine so.
Are we allowed to drink?
I mean, yeah, just don't black out.
Well, I won't do that.
Yeah. No, we have children. We're not blacking out.
Our boss doesn't love. You just said we have children. We're not blacking out 5 minutes after the story about you puking. You had bubble tummy on your anniversary weekend.
I wasn't at a work event.
It wasn't
true.
For work.
I didn't black out.
I can have like two or three
drinks. I just mixed things. You can have it. Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
I don't know. Now there's going to be a corporate mandate come down.
Don't ask.
Just forget we said that. All right.
Don't even ask. I'm going to have a couple ciders.
Oh, my gosh. So we got a message from Jim Perez, who shout out to Jim.
He's the only one that freaking messages us.
I know.
I like Jim, you, Jim, but like.
Jim and a couple of dudes, Jonathan Myers. He's the other one who sends stuff. He sends.
There's a few women, too.
Yeah. There are a few women, too. And I want to say Janet is one of them.
Janet.
Yeah. Remember, grayandgreenpodcast@gmail.com if you ever want to send us ideas or whatever.
We like your ideas.
Or at FMK, because we like to play FMK.
I'm glad you said it. Oh, no, there's no one. I was going to say FMK Stranger Things.
No.
They're children.
Yeah, they're children. You can't play FMK
there's
with Stranger
There's
got
to be another show we like, though, that we can do FMK.
Okay.
Game of Thrones characters. Why am I just thinking of this
I
now?
Don't know, but let's wait till the end to play FMK.
Okay. Because I can already tell you who I'm going to kill. Jamie, go.
Okay. Go. Save your Lannister hate for another time. So we'll do it at the end.
Wait, so what were we talking about? James Perez sent something.
James Perez wanted us to talk about like what we've done the last year.
Oh.
Because we've been doing the podcast for a year now. It's episode 50. It's taken us 20 minutes to get there.
But what have we done? Like, what do you mean?
Like big milestones from the last year for us.
Rachel had a baby.
Yes. But I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I'm like, yeah, I had a baby. A lot
yeah,
of people,
I had a baby.
I had a baby.
I had a baby. It's a boy.
Big deal. A lot of babies have babies. A lot of people have babies.
Babies are everywhere.
Babies are everywhere.
It's like, whatever.
I mean, it's a big deal. Pushing a child out is a big...
On your hands and knees, like a bear.
It was...
how you described it to me.
That's kind of what happened.
She said, I asked her, like, how'd it go? And she was, like, real out of it and couldn't talk for days. And I was like, oh, my God, I'm really worried about Rachel. She finally sends me a text. She goes, all you need to know is that I was on my hands and knees like a dog.
Okay. Just so we're clear, that's not how I had Quinn. But that's what they did to, like, prep me to have Quinn. They did have me on all fours. I was butt naked. It was a lot.
You didn't even have a gown on?
No, I had a gown on, but it only ties in the back.
And you're on your hands and knees, so it's sliding forward.
It's a moment I don't want to bring back.
I don't want to relive
I would
it.
Ever do that again. But yes, I did have a baby, and that was involved.
Right.
And she's here,
right.
And thank God
what
she
else?
Finally made it.
What other milestones do we have?
Big, yeah. Well, I got a new morning show partner.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. And yeah. Have you and I talked about that? Because Kelsey and I talked about it when she filled in for you. But
what?
I don't think we've had a talk on the podcast about how your life has turned upside down, kind of.
Well, I mean... I think I talked about this a little bit like a week or two ago. The thing is, and this is, I'll say this to my dying day, doing this show, it's like getting a new work husband.
It really
like
is.
You have to get to know that person. You have to learn to trust that person. You have to learn to work with them and stare at their ugly mug every day.
And trust. And trust, because it sounds silly, but there are some things about your life you don't talk about on the radio.
Yeah.
You just don't. So you have to trust that person isn't going to spill every single detail about your life.
Right.
Like, I'm going to tell you some things that are not for air.
Right,
and
exactly.
And we know, because we know each other so well, what's okay to talk about and what don't talk about that.
Right, exactly. Like, what would you say is off limits for you?
Nothing.
No, I was going to say, I think you've said before you will not talk about, like, your sex life with you and Jim.
Yeah, I don't like talking about that.
Well, it's weird.
It's weird, and because Jim, what if Jim has, like, clients that listen?
Well, that's the thing. Keep in mind, we have husbands that both work in this community.
Right.
And Aaron has had people come into his office.
Aaron's been calling you.
Has he?
I can see it on your phone over
What's
there.
What's he calling for?
I don't know.
Well, he's had people come into his office more than once.
That's your other costume idea? I'm looking at her phone.
Oh, my God.
I'm looking at her phone.
People have come into Aaron's office and, like, made comments to him about things that I've said on the air. And it's...
Like the Wonder Woman...
Yes.
In denim shorts.
Yes. But we're... I think that's like episode 12, if you would like to revert back to that. I can't talk about it again.
Really? He gets that?
Like, there are certain things I can't say. Like, we've made jokes before.
That Aaron doesn't like.
That Aaron does not like. No.
I wonder if he's watching and that's why he called.
I don't know.
Want to call him live on the podcast?
You want me to call Aaron?
On the speakerphone?
Okay.
This would be something we've never done before.
Okay. Oh my God, he's called like a lot.
How many times did he call?
Okay, we're calling him.
What if he's mad?
Hold on. It's ringing. I just want to catch that on the mic.
I'm so nervous.
Ah!
Hey.
Okay, just so you know, you're being recorded.
Do you know who to call if someone's dog is dead in the road?
Don't tell me it's our dog.
No, it's not our dog. I'm just pulled on Lake Michigan to go home, and there's a dog laying in the road.
Okay.
I don't know who to call.
Hold on. Let me pause the podcast. Good God, what a mood killer. Okay. That's terrible. Okay,
Aaron.
I'll call you back in just a second.
Bye.
So I just talked to Aaron after stopping the podcast.
Yeah, where did he find a dead dog?
So apparently he's just drove down our road and found a dog that had been hit by a car. Okay, so me answering my phone on the podcast will never happen again because never in a million effing years did I expect that to happen.
No, me neither. So my thing is, why call you five times? He really couldn't Google and figure out who to call?
I kind of thought that myself.
He figured you knew?
I think that he's like upset and didn't know what to do.
He's like, there's a poor dog.
He said it was like a dead dog, like right outside the house. I would have cried if it was me. I'm glad he found it and not me.
Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have wanted to
find it. No.
Outside your house?
He said it's like right in our neighborhood.
Oh,
I know. I got scared that it was Ellie for a minute and I would have lost my mind.
Whose dog?
I know. I get hype about that because my dog, she's a dumbass. Like if she's not in her robe.
She does dumb stuff.
Well, see you later. Like she's just ridiculous. Yes. Okay. Let's dial it back. Forget all that happened because it's very depressing and let's get. We were talking about things that happened this year. What else has happened to you this year?
Wait, but weren't we in the middle of something?
Stuff you can't talk about on the radio.
Oh, we're talking about that. We're talking about how you got new morning show partners. That's what we're talking about.
Yes. That was a big thing.
That was a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like, and I feel like people don't understand for you, you have no say over what's going on in like on that end of things.
No, I don't. And it kind of was sprung on me.
Right. And people are like, right, I just noticed you'll write on your wall things like, don't you even care? Or, oh my gosh, you have a new, and it's kind of for you, like, what do you want me to do?
And that's kind of how I feel. I've had a couple people say that.
It makes me want to slug them.
It does because
it's everything in my power not to comment back for you and say, listen, she has no control over who gets hired, who gets fired, who gets, you know, promoted, who doesn't get promoted. It's
at the end of the day, like, this is my job.
Yeah, what do you want us to do?
Right, like, I understand, like, you know, you have relationships with people, but this is my job.
Right.
I didn't have control over it. And honestly, like, I'm all right. Like, everybody can relax. It is what it is. And change is okay. And honestly, like, we'll all be fine.
Everything will be fine.
And it was sprung on me.
I like new guy's nice.
New guy's nice.
We like Ken Evans. Yeah.
Exactly. New guy's great. I say new guy. Ken, I apologize. You're not the new guy.
No, honestly,
it is what it is, and it's a change of pace, and I have to conform, and this is the new show. I like new, too.
I don't think I've had anything new happen to me.
What?
What have I done? I did a pageant that I lost.
Yeah. Oh, don't be like, she did a pageant that she lost, but you were what, Miss Michigan Continental?
Yeah, but that was the title I got in order to go compete for this.
Yeah.
I didn't, like, win that. That was like a sign to me because I'm from the state of Michigan.
Okay.
And I went and lost.
Okay, well, you've had a big year. You got a job here.
That is true.
Yeah.
I did get a job here.
And would you say, I probably shouldn't put you on the spot like that. She's like, girl, just ask
it.
I don't even care. Would you say that that's been, that's been a plus for you?
I would say it was, in my mind, going to be the easiest transition of my life, and I can't believe I didn't just try to do this sooner. And then I started and was like, what have I done?
You did?
Oh, yeah. I thought that for like 2 months.
When you first started?
What have I done? Yeah.
Why did you do
that? The highlight of my week was Wednesday with you. Otherwise, I was like, what did I do? And I don't think that anymore because I love Hot FM. I love what we've created, and I love the family we have here now.
Exactly, me
too.
And
I love what we want to do, which is speak to women and talk about topics that are local in our community. But getting to that point was very hard because I was new. And you want to think when you leave a place, people liked me. I was doing okay where I was at. They're going to listen.
Yeah.
But they don't do that. And I think like...
Wait, so you're upset they don't listen?
No. I'm getting there.
Sorry. Okay. Like, do your thing.
I started thinking people would know who I was because I used to work at the other radio station and I worked on Fox. So I'm not going to need to explain who I am when I'm on Hot FM. They don't need to get to know me. They already know me. That's what, you know, our buddy Eric thought across the hall at MBBL. Yeah. He thought, I don't need to introduce myself to this audience. They know me. Mm-hmm. I've been in West Michigan since 2011 on air. But they didn't know me. So I started and it felt like day one in 2011 when I was first on the radio. Like I started doing this thing and realized, oh, no. People could care less where I transferred. You know what I mean?
Right.
You want to think people care, but they don't. I mean, they don't have the allegiance you think they have.
I think so many people in this business make changes or get hung up. And I do it too.
Right.
We in our names.
Right.
Like, I do not blame you for going across the street and coming to work with us and thinking everybody's going to know who I am.
And I didn't necessarily think everyone knows who I am.
Right.
I just thought I built a good reputation at Fox 17.
But Jackie, a lot of people do know.
I think they do too, but a lot, like, you would be shocked how many people say to me, oh my God, you're the girl from the news. You're on the news. Oh, actually, I work at Hot FM. Really? When?
Yeah.
Well, I'm on 7 days a week from 3 to 7.
Like, really, you know, 7 days a week these days?
Oh, yeah.
Good God. Okay.
That's fun. Monday through Sunday.
So when...
Afternoons with Jackie Grant. Tune in.
So when you realized that, well, I mean, what? How did you feel? Like, were you...
Then I had like a oh crap moment of I wanted to be on TV so bad. Like, I wanted to be a reporter.
You did?
So bad. That was like my college goal, my life goal. I wanted to be a reporter.
Wait, I didn't know that, like that was what you wanted to do.
Yeah. So I interned at Fox 17 when I was out of college. I paid for college credits just to get a foot in the door in a newsroom when I was full time working at GRD. So I'd wake up at 4 a.m. and intern on the morning show, go back to the other radio station and work full time 7 to midnight.
No kidding.
Just so I could get that experience. And I had to pay for college credits to do it. So I had to pay money to intern.
I don't know that I would ever want to do that because I feel like, one, you have to get up. What time do you have to get up for work?
Like 2:30 or 3.
Okay.
So pretty early.
And I feel like, and TV people, I have sympathy for this. You guys have to sit there and deliver some horrific stuff.
Well, I didn't think about all that at the time. I just thought, I want to do this entertainment news. I want to do local stories. I want to impact people's lives and tell stories. And I was really hyped on telling stories and telling other people's stories. So then the opportunity arose and I got the job and I was like, oh my God, it's starting. My career is starting. Bye-bye, radio. See you later. Like, I was a biatch. I was literally like, bye-bye. Won't miss you. Like, I thought I was so cool. I finally got this gig. This was my foot in the door. And then I was going to be able to go from there to other news stations. And I was done. Like, I did my time at radio. I got my foot in the door in media. And now I got my real job. Well, a year into the real job, I was like, ooh, this is hard. And then a year and a half into the real job, I was like, okay, how am I going to do this with a baby? I really am not necessarily loving this.
Yeah.
And then I started having the internal, like, struggle of, do I leave only 2 years in? What do I do? And it wasn't that I, like, didn't like what I did. The 2-3 hours the news was on and I was creating content and interviewing local people who have their own businesses and local people who are overcoming, like, disease and then going on to run 5Ks, you know, whatever. When I was talking to those people, I liked it. But that was this much of my job.
Yeah.
Because the rest of the day, I was in the newsroom sitting there like, what am I going to do tomorrow? So everything felt like...
Right, because you may not know this, but Jackie, when she was on TV, had to set up all of her own segments.
Which is, everyone does that in the news.
Yeah.
Like, everyone sets up their own segments.
I don't think people know that.
I don't think they do either.
Yeah.
Like, when you see someone... Okay, unless you see them at, like, a house fire, that's breaking news, then we just send who we can send.
Yeah.
But other stories you see, we found those ourselves. That's all what we've done, we've tracked down on our own. So I never enjoyed any stories. I felt like fully enjoyed it because I was so worried, what am I going to do tomorrow? Where am I going to go tomorrow? Where am I going to go Thursday?
Right.
Well, I've got today and tomorrow planned, but I don't have anything for Thursday, so I don't know what I'm going to do Thursday. And all I would do was, like, sit there anxious, like, where am I going to be at 4 a.m. on Thursday? And I would let it, like, eat at me to where I'd be home hysterical. I use sick days all...
Oh my God, the stress alone is stressing me out right now. I'm exhausted.
I would call
in
sick for no reason because I couldn't find a story and I was too scared to go to work without a story. So I would be like, I don't have a story. I don't have a story. I'm going to waste a sick day. I don't have an option.
I hope one of your coworkers is listening or watching this on Facebook Live right now.
They know that's what I would do. I would call Deanna Falzone and say, Deanna, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't have a story. The story I had is bailing and it's 4 o'clock.
So, like, your bosses didn't check to see if you had things in order?
No, that was my job.
I know, but still, they can't send you with nothing.
But that was my job. That was the thing. That was my job. That's the difference between this and there was, like, the responsibility was, we're trusting you to supply this content for this many minutes on the news. You're filling that time. That's you.
So at what point were you like, I can't do this anymore?
When I got real close to the Greenlee coming and I was like, what am I going to do when there's a baby and I'm up with her all night and then I have to find a story and I'm going to want to get out of work and go home to see her. But then I got to get up at 3 a.m. to get to work.
Right.
So I just started panicking, heard about Hot FM wanting afternoons and thought, I'm just going to see what happens.
And it happened.
And then
very
it happened.
Well.
And next thing you know, I'm here.
Yeah. So much more laid back.
Yeah. It is way more laid back. It's a way different. And that's...
Well, yeah, I mean, it's a different medium.
Right. It's just a whole different medium.
Yeah. So you're feeling good
I'm
about
sweating
this
now.
Year.
Oh, I'm feeling good. Yeah, sorry. I'm feeling good about the change. And I'm now that I'm back in radio and I feel comfortable on the mic again because I thought, well, I just went where people could see my face. So if I messed up, they knew. This would be pancake. This would be so easy. Because on the news, if I messed up, I was like this.
You froze.
Ooh, hi.
Yeah. Whoopsie. This,
yeah, which was horrible feeling. It makes, it's like stomach dropping. Like, people are watching the news right now, and I just totally messed up, and I'm just standing here.
Right.
But on here, I felt like, what's the worst that'll happen? I mess up and just go to the next song? Easy.
That's true.
Well, it's still...
Once again, I don't know how TV people do that job.
It still ended up being, like, hard when I started, because it's still hard. It's just a different kind of hard.
Right. Absolutely.
You know? So now that I'm used to it again, I'm like, okay, I'm glad I made... it's really hot in here.
Yeah, they're working on our air conditioning. I feel like... Like, pitting out.
Like, why do they keep doing this?
I don't know, but am I shiny? Like, I can only imagine.
Not really. I think you look good. But I'm using my shirt to fan myself.
Topic derail.
Anyway, so yeah, that was a big life change, and it's for the better.
Yeah.
In the long run. And things, now that I'm finding my own, and now that I think we've kind of taken the station in a new direction.
Yes.
It's really improved what I can talk about on the radio, and made me feel more important, and maybe I think it's all coming together.
I kind of feel that way, too. I feel like... This group is tight, not just the like Hot FM, but also our classic rock station, our country station. You know, it's nice that everybody is such a good group of friends.
Yes.
And it does feel like we are in the right place.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I've for a long time, I've loved this job.
Oh, yeah.
And I've always loved this job. But now I kind of feel like our station is a priority.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And I think that, and I think for a while, what I was feeling was I walked into a station that had been exactly the same for 5-6 years with no changes. Mm-hmm. And then I came in and it was kind of like, you're here. And I just felt very like,
you're just
what
there.
Am I doing? I'm just
you
here.
You were just there. You're just a voice.
Yes.
Yes.
And now that there's been changes made, and it's not necessarily good or bad, there's been changes made, there's other new people involved. I'm no longer just a voice. We're all like, we're a station.
Yes.
You know what I mean? We're like one unit.
Absolutely.
Like a moving ship.
Yeah.
And we each have a part to make that ship move.
Somebody's reading too many children's books to Greenlee.
Yes.
Do you read to Greenlee every night?
No.
No?
She rips the pages out of the damn books. I try. All our books, she goes like this. I'll read one page, read the second page. I'm like, oh, she's liking this. And then she goes, ah! And she starts ripping the pages. And
she rips books?
Oh, yeah. She's a little devil.
At what point do you think you'll be able to like read to her and sit with her
know.
At night?
I hope soon. Does Quinn let you do that?
Well, I mean, she's only 3 months old.
That's true.
So
she seems older than that to me.
She does?
Like, I don't know. She's got an old,
hot.
She's got an old soul.
She's in like...
She's a baby.
She's an old soul. She is in like the 95th percentile for height.
Really?
Like she's
Greenlee
crazy
was
tall.
When she was a baby. She was like 95th or 96th percentile for height.
Yeah.
And then now it's slowed down and she's more like 70th.
Oh, really? Well, mm-hmm. I think she's going to be tall like Aaron. Like my husband's
6'2".
Oh,
yeah, because he's tall.
Yeah, for
he's
sure.
He's tall.
So, yeah, she's not. I mean, she sits there if I want to read a book.
Right.
But
she's a baby.
She's still like, she doesn't like when I sit down. Like I have to walk around with that kid a lot.
Oh, that's the worst.
I know, but my arms are starting to get strong.
Oh, yeah.
Like, holy crap. I picked up the car seat the other day with her in it and I was like, this is nothing. But when I first had her, I was like, oh, my God. How am I going to know this?
I know. So we brought Greenlee to Chicago. I brought Greenlee to Chicago once to visit my friend Chelsea.
Yeah.
And I had her car seat. She was about Quinn's age. She's about 3 months. It was in August of last year.
Yeah.
And I said, she goes, want to go to a restaurant? And Greenlee was a baby. You could take her everywhere. She just laid in her car seat and slept. So I go, yeah. She's like, there's a restaurant. It's new. It's only a couple blocks. We can just walk. I go, do I need the stroller? She goes, it might be a hassle getting the stroller in. You can just carry the car seat. And I go, how far? Because this thing's heavy. Oh, it's only a couple blocks.
Oh, that's all right. Only a couple blocks?
Right. So we were thinking it'd be really close. Well, once we get on the road, it was a good half mile. I had this car seat. My shoulder was pinched. I was sweating.
Dude.
Like sweat dripping down my cleavage and my back. And I'm like, this is horrible.
I take my stroller everywhere because I'm so lazy with that car seat.
It's so heavy.
Yeah. I've been using her to I'll lay on the floor and go like this.
Yeah.
To get my...
We should do a mommy workout with the kids on Facebook Live.
Oh, my God. I'm not wearing anything tight on Facebook Live ever.
It can be loose. You don't have to wear something tight.
I'm just thinking of,
spandex.
Like, tight shorts. You know, like, before and after photos when people lose weight?
That's
I have physical nightmares about that.
I can't wear that.
Please don't make me put on a sport bra and bike shorts and take
a
photo.
Really should. This makes me feel like we should start a YouTube channel, though, with these videos.
We could.
Because now that we know we can do this, what if we do it
We could start doing it. We could start a
that
YouTube
was an awkward
channel.
Pause. What was going on there?
I was thinking to myself, I wonder how many people have watched this Facebook Live, A, for the last 38 minutes, and B, thought to themselves, are these two hens ever going to shut up?
I wonder.
Because we sit here. We literally came into this with no topic, and we've been talking for almost 40 minutes.
I know. We used to be really good about coming up with topics and like being like, yeah, this is the show today. And now we're just like, let's go in and bullshit for a while.
Yeah, we haven't.
Sorry, I said
oh,
the
you
S-word.
Just cussed on the.
I said the S word once.
There's no dumb button on Facebook.
my niece said, you said a naughty.
You said
and
a naughty?
I was like, no, I didn't.
Say, shut your mouth, Sylvia. Don't tell
shut
anybody.
Your mouth,
shut
you little kid.
Yourself, kid.
Or I'll shut you up.
I'm sure her mother, your sister, was psyched about it.
I feel like we have other big things that happen this year. I've never told anyone that I pooped my pants on pooped on a golf course. I told that this year.
That was a big day for Jackie.
That was a big day for me. I've been holding that secret for years. My friend Nikki was the only one that knew I did that.
And you shared that with West Michigan.
Everyone knows
and a
them.
Little bit of San Diego I saw last week. So yeah, thank you for the San Diego.
San Diego, you think?
I don't know. We had like 200 people listen out of San Diego. Like somebody told
Did
somebody.
Do they have to be in San Diego or could they just have that area code?
I have no idea. Either way, I'll take you.
Listen to me.
Yes. But it has been a really good year. Thanks to everybody who's been like hanging out with us and doing this with us. Because like we came into this not doing what we were doing. And
right.
It's been really fun, and we've become really good friends, and I think that's why.
This has been, like, my favorite part of my week. And, like, I know I said in the beginning of my job this was the only thing I looked forward to at first. This still is the biggest, most exciting thing I do, is being able to create a show where we can talk, long-form conversation, and help talk to you and talk to people.
Yeah. We have so many people that are like, I feel like I'm eavesdropping on my best friends.
That's my favorite thing.
I know when people say that. I feel like it's my girlfriends and I just sitting around getting drunk talking.
And I like telling embarrassing stories and personal stories because I feel like people listen, they say, oh my god, that happened to me,
right?
And then they don't feel as stupid about it.
Yeah, and feel like you can share them with us too.
I love when people tell me their horrible embarrassing stories.
Yes. In fact, we decided me. Jackie came up with this idea. Now whenever we have a guest fill in or come in the show with us, speaking
they
of that, we've got to get
their guts.
Ken Evans to do that with us. They have to spill their guts, A, and B, they have to share their most embarrassing story.
I love it.
Yeah, that
more.
Was her idea. She's like, I love it.
I love it.
She came up with
it. We got to play FMK still, so don't let me forget.
I know. Okay, we're going to play FMK, and we're going to do it with Game of Thrones characters.
Sure.
Okay. Tyrion, Peter Dinklage.
Wait, which one's he?
Midget? The little person. So you can't say
I'm
that word.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. That was mean.
Politically
Small
incorrect.
Person.
Yes,
little person.
Peter Dinklage, a.k.a. Tyrion, Jaime Lannister, since you've already killed him.
I hate it.
You hate him?
He screws his sister.
And Jon Snow will do Kit Harington.
Oh my gosh, you just put me in a box that I don't know how to get out of.
Well, you've Hold already on. Said
No,
for
I gotta
FMK,
take it back. I gotta take it back.
You're killing you're taking back your kill of Jaime Lannister?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, my choices are so limited now. I have
oh
to
my God,
marry.
Jackie, before I hit menopause, like
you go first then.
Okay. I'm killing Jaime Lannister because...
he screws his sister?
Well, that and he only has one hand now. So I don't really want to like do it with a guy who has a nub.
You want to do it with...
Okay, that leaves Tyrion.
I know.
I'm actually going to say...
Let's be real. We all know who we're going to marry.
Okay.
We're both going to marry Jon Snow.
I actually think I'm going to throw you for a curveball. I'm marrying Tyrion. He's the best character on that show. He's nice. He likes to party. Like, Tyrion's tight.
He is pretty tight.
Yeah. Tyrion's really tight. So I'm going to say I'm doing Jon Snow.
You're marrying Tyrion.
I'm marrying Tyrion, and I'm Jaime Lannister.
Okay,
it is no hand.
I'm killing Jaime Lannister.
Still?
He's done, yeah. I'm
okay.
Sorry. Bye, Jaime.
Don't apologize.
Last season, when I thought she was going to kill him, I was like, yes, yes, yes. And then they didn't do it. I was like, whatever.
Spoiler.
Anyway, spoiler. Sorry. He didn't die. Boom. I'm going to marry Jon Snow.
Okay.
And I'm
going
to have a one night stand with old Tyrion.
Are you?
There'll be some alcohol involved.
I mean, he spent a lot of time in the brothel, so I imagine that he would be well equipped.
He's very small.
Yeah.
And I'm not exactly short. I'm like 5'6" and a half.
Look at it as an adventure.
That's something I've never experienced. It's new.
Oh my God. Okay. That wrap is up. episode 50.
This was awesome.
Thanks if you've actually stayed with us for the last 45 minutes.
I know.
You da bomb.
I don't even know if the Facebook Live's still going because I can't see the front of the page.
Right. We've probably gone in and out like 7 times.
Probably. Yeah, well,
whatever. look for a Gray and Green Show on iTunes. Obviously, you can also find us at 105.3HUDFM.com. Gray and Green Podcast at gmail.com. Hit us up on Twitter, all that jazz. Thanks for hanging out with us. Maybe we'll start our YouTube channel by next week.
Yeah, let's look into that.
Let's see what kind of reaction we got today.
We did a photo shoot, and we have some new photos we'll be getting soon, too, that's going to help with our branding.
Yes,
and
we have our photo shoot. That's right.
We might get those back soon.
And if you're only listening on the podcast, make sure you go check out the Facebook Live at Gray and Green Show on Facebook.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Okay, now you have to go around and turn that off.
Welcome to Mafia, a new podcast telling stories of America's criminal underworld.
Gotti assumed the position of head of the Gambino family.
And using the name Donnie Brasco, I was able to infiltrate the Bonanno crime family in New York City.
Bugsy Siegel is an American mob legend.
One man changed the whole texture and landscape of crime in America.
Listen to Mafia every Wednesday on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your favorite shows.